welcome to Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. We love reading your emails and messages. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com, and my TikTok DMs are open at amybutler66, A-M-I-E, 66, and Instagram DMs are also open, amybutler96. Let's get on with this week's episode. Hello and welcome to episode number, I think it's 14.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
Welcome, anonymous friend. How are you doing?
Oh, I've missed you. I've missed our little introduction. Oh. It's been a while.
It has been a very long time. I'm really sorry, dear listener, but we were not around last week. It was a busy old week, and we didn't pre-record because we're silly. So yeah, we're back this week and we're back for the following weeks. So don't stress.
Better than ever.
Back and better than ever. How have you been?
Pretty good. You know, the weather. We always talk about the weather, but I love it when the weather is good. It really, really improves my mood.
And such then, a British thing, isn't it?
Have you seen the weather? But then the weather's now taking its turn and it's going dark and gloomy again. But you know, I've been all right. I've been very, very busy, as have you. Like, me and you have hardly spoken, and normally we have like a good old catch up. And I mean, to be fair, we have just had a very chunky good old catch up, which was
nice. Before recording, this always happens, but before recording, we have literally been talking, I'd say, what's the time? About an hour.
Longer than an hour, I think, yeah. Like an hour and a half, just about.
Literally not spoken to each other properly in 3 weeks, which is wild.
That's mad for me and you, because we do speak very regularly
all the time. I actually, that could be the longest we've gone, like, since we met last year.
I think so. We do like a little chat, and then we go, oh, we've probably not got anything to talk about, but like I said to you, we could talk for hours about cabbage, so I think we'll be all right.
Cabbage.
Yeah, cabbage. What are your thoughts?
Like cabbage farts.
See, look, you're talking about cabbage. I've told you this. We can talk about anything.
I'd rather not talk about cabbage, but
No,
I've been good. Busy, busy, busy. The play went really, really well. Very proud of it.
Well done. Yeah, smashed it.
Hopefully it will come back. And when it does, I'll let you know. I'll let our listeners know. But yeah, very, very happy little girly I am. How have you been? How was your Easter?
It was nice, chilled. That's just the way that I like it. Like, you know, calm. That was like your first like day off, wasn't it? Like the Easter.
My first day off was Monday.
Yeah, that's
of, like, not doing anything for about 3 weeks was Monday.
You were so backed up, busy. So
it's crazy now, though. Got nothing on. If anyone's got any jobs going, let me know. Back to being fun employed.
It's fine. We just need to manifest it again. Let's manifest into the universe.
Oh, it worked last time. The manifestation is so real right now. Honestly. Anyway, this week we have decided to check in on those emails once again because they've not been checked in a very long time. We were not disappointed. So thank you so much to everyone who has emailed in. It's been really, really gorgeous being able to read them. So let's get on. Actually, no, let's not start just yet. I've got news.
Oh,
I've been on Hinge.
Dun, dun, dun. Is that the right sound effect?
Yeah. My friend literally was like, go on it now, do it. And then I went and I was like, oh, this isn't too bad actually.
Have you been swiping?
I've been swiping. It's not really a swipe, is it? It's a cross.
No, and a Hinge is not swiping, but that's, yeah.
But I have been effectively swiping.
Congratulations. How do you feel?
Thanks. I feel like I'm accomplishing things, you know? I'm actually, like, putting one step in front of the other and moving forward on this journey, even though it's slow.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks. I'm going to ask someone if they want to meet up.
Big girl, keep your big girl pants on.
Got my big girl pants on. My big girl dating pants.
Big dating pants.
So I we'll mean, see what happens.
Not,
I'll keep you posted.
Not to be a Debbie Downer, but you did say you were going to go to dating school and go on one date a month, and we're in April.
I know. When does April finish?
Next week.
Okay, well, maybe I can get a quick date in at the weekend or something.
Yeah, because, you know, the only date that you've been on is still with me.
It was successful. Let's
it was
not
a very successful
date.
We had a great time. We had a fantastic time.
We did.
Fine.
But yeah, I do need to get on the dating train and go and actually enroll in dating school, I think. Yeah. So, you know, steps have been made.
You have to keep us posted and see how things go.
I will. I can't wait to come back with some stories, updates.
I can't wait to hear the updates and the stories.
Well, I need to make them first.
Yes, very true.
Oh, I hope I didn't just delete an email. Anyway, let's dive into the emails. Let's see who I've got. Oh, I tell you what, let's start with a reply. So I don't know if anyone remembers, i.e. anonymous friend or listener, remembers Elliot, who wrote in a gorgeous email. It was lengthy, and there was a lot to unpack, there was a lot to understand. He said that he's not on social media, and we asked, please get in touch and tell us how you found out about us if you're not on social media. So he did. He replied. He said, thanks for reading out my email on this week's episode of the podcast. I didn't realize how much I rambled on in my initial email. I apologize for that.
Never apologize for a ramble. We love a ramble.
We love it.
Tangents, chatting, rambles, all of those things. We're here for them. We love them.
That's our bag. Don't you stress. You asked about how I found it, given I don't use social media. I just happened to come across it whilst browsing Spotify for either podcasts or audiobooks that covered said topic, hoping to find some words of wisdom. Still enjoying the podcast very much and have since caught up with every episode. Thanks again to yourself and your anonymous friend for making it happen. All the best.
Oh, Elliot, we appreciate you.
We do. Oh yes, let me say again, we are on YouTube, and if you are watching on YouTube, you can see that I'm doing a cute little heart.
Oh,
show my appreciation.
Yeah, we do. Thank you, Elliot. It's nice that he replied as well. So, and he's all caught up, which is impressive.
Did he say he's caught up, or is he on episode 7? Where did I read that?
You just told me he was caught up.
Oh yeah, he literally said, I have since caught up with everything. Yeah. Where did I hear episode 7 from? That's weird.
Did he say it in his first message?
No.
Maybe. No.
I just made that up in my head.
It's fine. But he's caught up now. Well done, Elliot. Smash through them. But that's cool. Nice that, you know, when you're searching the topic, that little old me and you pop up.
Yeah,
Well, little old you and, you know, my voice in the background in the distance.
We both pop up.
Yeah,
yeah, and also it's not, like, he's from, I can't remember where he said he's from, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't the UK.
No, we're worldwide, baby.
We are. That still blows my mind, I won't lie.
That is, it's mad that we're kind of touching different parts of the world with just us stumbling through something and trying to figure ourselves out and hopefully helping people on the way. Like, it's nice that it's not just me and you.
Yeah,
we don't live that far away from each other, so it's nice that it's, like, stretching everywhere.
No, it is, and it's so important, and it's nice to be like, oh, it's not just like a London thing, which obviously it's not, but like, it is hard to think outside the box / outside the country, do you know what I mean?
And it makes it like more relatable, I guess, for like, you're just a bit like, oh, like, it's kind of like, you can kind of say like, everybody feels like this, because we've kind of got, we've had messages from boys, from girls, from younger people, from older people, people from different places, different experience. Like, we've kind of ticking all the different boxes. So it's kind of nice to be like, actually, no, everybody within our little community has like similarities and things in common. So I'm here for it.
Yes, it brings us together. Yes. And we need to go on a little tour, don't we?
We do. The tour de asexual.
Yeah, maybe that can be 2026.
We'll plan it, a little holiday.
On the vision board. Okay, I've got another email here. From A.
Oh.
Her name actually begins with A. That's not just for anonymous, but we're going to call her A. This one says, hola! Guess where she's from?
Birmingham. No.
No, it actually says, so, I'm a 30-year-old aero ace woman. I always question myself if I'm saying aero ace right. Aero ace.
I think just go with it, babes.
Aero ace.
If anybody who identifies in that way, could they please possibly send us a voice note on, like, Instagram or something, just to clarify, because we don't want to be saying these things wrong.
Yeah. I feel like there's no other way. Aero ace, like the chocolate bar. I've said that before. Anyway, I'm a 30-year-old aero ace woman. I'm British, but currently live in Spain. Hence the hola. She didn't write that. I'm just saying. I enjoy your podcast a lot and particularly appreciate your willingness to talk about not having all the answers. I think we should all be more ready to admit that.
That's the first thing me and you admitted.
We don't, 100%.
We don't really know that much. We're just figuring it out.
We're just winging it all. We don't know what we're chatting about. It's so funny. Following your last episode, I just wanted to share some thoughts on the slogan, love is love. Do you remember that episode?
I do.
If you have not listened to that episode yet, I highly recommend.
I highly recommend listening to all the episodes.
There we go. So, personally, as an aromantic, I strongly identify with it. That's because aro people can still love. For example, our queer platonic partners, for those who seek those kinds of relationships, our families and our close friends. I regularly tell my friends that I love them, and I mean it. Part of an aromantic activism is emphasising that those relationships aren't any less important than romantic ones. But honestly, even if someone doesn't use the term love to talk about significant people in their lives, and I know that people like that also exist, I don't see why anyone would object to the phrase love is love. Just like calling for trans rights doesn't undermine my right as a cis woman, or saying that Black Lives Matter doesn't deny the importance of advocating for those rights of people from other minority backgrounds. Not every slogan has to talk about everyone, and that's fine. We can still stand in solidarity with each other, even if our experiences aren't exactly the same. I'd love to get to know you both, and while I wouldn't be quite ready to go on the show, I'd be more than happy to chat privately about being aromantic or all things ace. Keep up the good work. A, please don't use my full name.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love that view on it.
Yeah, like that's probably quite a nice, elegant way of putting what we were trying to say, whereas we just rambled a bit.
Yeah,
we did a bit, but it is true. Just because something doesn't necessarily apply to you, it doesn't mean you can't support it, and just because your experience isn't exactly the same as someone else in that kind of gender, race, sexuality, that category, it doesn't mean that what you're experiencing is invalid or it doesn't count under that umbrella. Like we said, love is love. That's for everyone.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you, you know, don't identify as the norm, quotes, the norm. So I agree completely with what she said. And I think definitely it would be really good if we could have a little chat and a little catch up.
Yeah, that would be really lovely.
Because I'm not as, you know, I'm not as confident talking about anything. We kind of just figure things out as we're going along. But I'm not as confident as talking about aero, ace people.
Yeah, and also I don't think I've met someone. I've not met many asexual people, but also I've definitely not met, I don't think, any aero ace people, aromantic. So it would be really interesting actually to learn more about someone who actually does identify as that, and also what that means to them personally. That would be quite nice.
I feel like that would be nice to kind of be on the other side of it and be able to ask someone else questions about a different sexuality or identity. And
then also, like, obviously the more we learn about that and educate ourselves, we can bring it then to the podcast and actually talk in, like, a more educated way. And I know Google's available and blah, 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 but there's nothing like actually talking to someone and getting their views and
the lived experience of, like, chatting to different people and reading the comments and having this kind of, like, correspondence with people is just, I never ever thought it would be a bad experience chatting to other ace people and things like that, but I've really, really have enjoyed this kind of side of the podcast so much of listening to how other people have experienced
and also
similarly to me or not. And It is probably, when we go through and we sit and we read the messages, it is probably my favourite kind of episode, I think.
Yeah, I love
And
doing
I
it.
really, really enjoy
And
it.
like I do get a lot of comments on my TikTok videos, which I will get back on top of actually. I've been a bit slacking on those. But I get so many comments of like, me too, or I'm this, or I relate to this. And it's so lovely and very overwhelming, and like it's incredible because there are so many of us out there who actually like feel the same, and you don't realize that. And they're willing to comment on something on social media and sort of put their name out there to be like, yes, me too, blah, blah, blah. Which is amazing. But then we like, it's all well and good being me too, but I would love to hear it more elaborated on. So like getting emails through of your stories, how you identify, thoughts and feelings is like incredible, because as much as a connection I get from the people on my comments, there's so much more to be had.
Yeah, you can, like, even though Elliot said sorry for rambling, like, you can really put everything into it, and it gives us a really deep insight into it, and it's nice. That's why we say we like the rambling, we like all the information. And it also having the anonymous side of it has that, like, kind of safety net. And I think that has also given us the opportunity to hear more stories than we would have if people didn't feel like they could come on and go, I don't want you to talk about me, but I do want you to talk about me at the same time.
And it's just like, I guess, in a way, I think I could have done with a podcast like this when I was figuring things out, just so maybe I could write in and get someone else's view on my thoughts and stuff. Because I remember like not talking to anyone about it, and I would reach out to like forums and things just to feel validated. Whereas I think if there was a podcast to write into and I could ask questions or sort of explain myself more and then be validated or get some answers back, it would have been really helpful and made me feel like less alone. So I really hope that's the aim, I think, of this. It's just giving people that safe space to like explore, ask questions, and
You
just.
know what, it also makes me feel a bit nostalgic. Did you ever used to read like Ms. Magazine or anything like
Oh,
that? People used to write in with their problems and
yeah.
things like that. Like, it makes me think of that in a way where you can just like kind of like rant about something or word vomit about something that you want to talk about, but you can't necessarily just go up to your friends and be like, guys, can we just talk about this thing that you're probably going to find quite strange because you have no idea to how to identify with it. But can we just talk about it? And it's a bit like, well, but this is that space to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I hope so. Anyway, that's the whole idea of it. But yeah, I always just, the emails get me. Like people taking the time out to actually email in is just incredible. And then you've got the content of the actual emails, which is just also incredible. Another email. So this one is I she has put her name on it. However, I don't know if she wants me to read it out.
Let's just keep it anon.
Oh, she says, on a first name, I feel ready to share about my journey on a first name basis and without present to begin with. Okay, I'm gonna call her by her name, but not her full name. So this says, hello, beautiful ladies. I love your podcast and your positive energy. Thank you for everything you're doing for the community. Oh, thank
You
you.
are welcome. We don't always feel like we're doing that much, but thanks. Well, I
No.
don't, sorry, I'm not speaking on your behalf, but
No, it's yeah, I feel the same. She's put a little like massive graphic at the bottom saying thank you with a load of hearts, which is really
oh,
cute.
that's cute.
I'm a potential podcast guest for you.
Yes.
Yay. We were just talking about that, weren't we? Need to get
Yeah,
some
we were.
guests on. I'm a 36-year-old female. I have been in several long-term relationships, including a marriage, brackets, that was eventually annulled due to my asexuality, brackets.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. It was actually my former husband who first introduced the identity of asexuality to me. I feel ready to share about my journey, brackets, on a first name basis and without my face present to begin, brackets. I have a small YouTube channel. I am a professional intuitive astrologer. I don't know what
Oh,
that is.
yeah, like
Space.
astrology space, and isn't
I
it?
love space.
No, isn't astrology to do with, well, star signs is space. Is it astrology or astronomy?
Astrologer. Well, why don't we get her on and ask?
Yes, that will be question number one.
All right, I'm back to listening. I'm on episode 7 now. You're great. Sending my love, Maya. Or Maya. Maya? Maya? She's on episode 7. I must have read that.
Yeah. Confused your brain. Thank you.
Little brain. Thank you so much. Let's get her on.
It's very interesting that her kind of discovering her asexuality through her husband kind of contributed to the... Sorry, I don't mean to sound like mean when I say this, but the end of the marriage. But in a way, you can kind of see that as a positive, that she's discovered something about herself, and
yeah,
rather than just ignoring how she feels.
I've actually got so many questions
moving through that. I've got mad respect for someone who would do that, because that's really looking at like yourself and how you feel in your identity and what you need from a relationship, and also like we've spoken about before, what the other person needs from a relationship, and I wonder
who sort of like initiated the annulment. Like, I wonder who was like, this isn't gonna work, or like how their relationship was before they got married, or like how she felt about that, how she felt about the annulment being because of being ace. Like, I would love to know. I've got questions. We need to get her on.
Yes. Yeah. It's nice to hear like the thank yous and things like that as well. A lot of people are very positive, and we want to, like, we thank you as well for actually like listening, because if not, it would just be like me and you just sitting here having a chat, which is great. We love it. That's what we do anyway. But to get the response and for people to actually say thank you, like, we appreciate you guys as well.
And it's so nice, because also, like, I think we've probably said this before, and it's been so long since we've done a podcast that we probably are repeating ourselves, but it's lovely to like know for us too as well, we're not the only ones out there. Yeah. And obviously we're not, like,
that's no, obvious, we know we're not, but then sometimes we sit there and we feel like it's just a two-man gang, don't we? Like, we've said that several times, just to come and join our little gang, it's just the two of us. And it's like, now it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah,
and it's nice.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really interested as well to see, I wish there was a way, and I can see the analytics every time. To see like who's listening, who is asexual, and who's listening who isn't, and is just listening for the educational part of it, because I know my friend listens.
I've got a couple of friends who listen, and they do not identify as ace.
Oh,
and I think one of them had said at the start, obviously, she had listened as a supportive thing, to be like, woohoo, go you.
Girlfriend.
But then I'd kind of said to her, like, you know, just give it a listen, like, let me know what you think. But then I get messages like weekly now being like, when's the next episode coming out? Like, and I'm like, oh, you don't have to do that. Like, if you don't, she's like, no, I love it. Like, it's nice to hear you speak about something so positively, and it's nice that you're opening up a community, and it's nice for her to like learn about something that she doesn't necessarily identify with, but actually it's just, she finds it quite interesting. But she did a lot of like psychology and things when she was growing up, so she finds it kind of interesting in that side of things, to just be like, this is how mind works with certain things.
Interesting. I'm interested by all that stuff, but I just haven't got the time to delve into it.
Yeah, I don't think I have the attention span.
Yeah, that as well. I'm like, I'm interested. Like, if there was a documentary on it, I want to do it. I really want to do an asexual documentary. That's been like on my to-do
list. You've spoken about that since we met. Like,
yeah, it's been on my to-do list for at least 3 years.
maybe add it to the vision board with the tour de asexual.
Yeah, maybe. I've got so many things on the vision board, and like that I'm manifesting.
It's good though.
It is good.
Just to put it all out into the universe, because then more of it will come back to you.
Yeah. I try to... This is going... We're just having a conversation now. But sorry. You can turn off if you want. No, don't turn off. Don't turn off. Someone I saw... Maybe it was a TikTok I saw, probably, of someone being like, if you wake up and tell yourself, I'm going to be lucky today, it's going to be a lucky day, you'll find that, like, luck comes to you, and, like... And it's more like, if you're aware of something, you're going to see it more. So if you're aware of being lucky, you'll see yourself being lucky more. So like, if I'm having a shit day, or like if I'm just feeling a bit meh, I've been trying to be like, let's find the luck today. Like, I feel like I am lucky. I'm a lucky person. It's not been the most successful thing yet, but also I think I say that to myself and then I forget. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, it's hard.
Look for the luck. But yeah, I don't know. Someone, if that helps someone, then great. But you know, you see those people who are just lucky.
Yeah.
It's like they bring it on themselves, basically. I don't know.
My friend does something with her kids.
Shy.
No, but my friend does something with her kids at the end of the day is they have to talk, and they're little, so they have to say three good things that happened in the day. And it can be like, and they're really little, so sometimes it's like, I saw a worm today, and it's like, that's something that's good that happened in their day, and then three things that they're like grateful for.
Mm.
So, but they say three thank yous and then three good things. And before when she puts them to bed, like, they will talk about the three good things. And if they've not had a good day, they just have to do one good thing, or sometimes they do five and things like that. And I never really thought about it until I was with them and I put them to bed and we did the story and tucked in and everything. And then it was like, are we going to do our three things today? And I was like, oh, okay. So then I had to sit there and think about that. And it's kind of the same thing, is if you put this stuff out into the universe, and if you, and like, I think, actually bringing it back to the podcast, I think that I'm grateful in terms of the whole social media and TikTok and everything brought us together and helped me understand it more, and grateful for the fact that people actually listen to what we've got to say. So
yeah. No, we're
putting it all out there, and we appreciate it. And you know, asexual documentary coming your way.
Don't tell everyone my idea, because they'll steal it.
Sorry.
Well, I have to cut it out. No, I'm
spoiler.
Joking.
No, bleep it out.
I'd love to. That's like the burnt toast theory. Sorry, we're just going on theories now. We won't discuss the burnt toast theory right now because I feel like it's a good place to end. However, next episode, I feel like I could talk about the burnt toast theory all day, and I think it may have saved my like positivity within life. And also,
so we could probably link it to the asexuality then.
Well, no, yes, exactly. I was going to say, like, there's definitely asexual burnt toast conversations to have.
Perfect.
Do you know what I mean? So,
if you're looking forward to that, that's what's happening next week.
A little spoiler, a little coming up next week. Right. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. It's been an absolute joy to be back with you all and with my anonymous friend.
Whoop, whoop.
Another little heart for you, for those that are listening. Again, if you want to get in touch, please do. All of the information is in the show notes and at the beginning of the podcast. Also, if you can, we would love you to download the podcast, subscribe to whatever platform you watch or listen to us on, rate, comment, whatever you can do. As I always say, whatever you can do to push the podcast out there. We need to reach those people who would benefit from this, and also educate everyone. Education is key. Do you want to add anything?
Nah.
I'm just rambling at this stage. Right, that's the end. Coming in your ears next week. No, I'm joking. You were waiting for that, weren't you?
I was waiting.
Oh, well, I hope you're happy.